You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Chris Bragg in the Albany Times-Union collects a long list of names of people who could replace Eric Schneiderman as New York Attorney General after his abrupt resignation this week. Four women accused Schneiderman of violent physical abuse in a story in The New Yorker. The state assembly may now appoint someone to the seat through the end of the year or let acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood keep the position until the November election. Manny Alejandro, a Republican, had already been running for the post before Schneiderman resigned, but it is unlikely the Democrat-controlled assembly will appoint a member of the opposition party. Instead, they list former Manhattan U.S. attorneys Preet Bharara and Kerry Cohen as possibilities, as well as Governor Andrew Cuomo's counsel Alfonso David, Bronx Assemblyperson Jeffrey Dinowitz, Queens State Senator Mike Gianaris, former 19th congressional candidate Zephyr Teachout, and many others are also mentioned as possibilities. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Melissa Hale Spencer reports for the Altamont Enterprise that the Open Space Institute has purchased the Hillicoss family farm property in Rensselaerville for $455,000. The 260-acre farm near the Rensselaerville State Forest is also close to a 300-acre parcel that the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy acquired in 2016. The Open Space Institute will sell the land to New York for a grant from the State Environmental Protection Fund. Ellen Larrabee, director of communications for the Open Space Institute, said, quote, "We saw it as an opportunity to acquire an asset to add to the state forest. A tributary of the Catskill Creek made it valuable, and there are beautiful vistas," end quote. A subdivision had been proposed on the site near Cheese Hill Road recently, but now the southern Albany County property will remain open land. You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that the town of Nassau in Rensselaer County is the latest municipality to consider a moratorium on large solar farms. The town would update its zoning code during the nine-month period if the proposal is approved after a public hearing on the issue is held at 7 p.m. May 10th. Quote, "We're taking a hard look at our zoning law after talking to the solar industry representatives and hearing property owners were receiving cold calls," end quote. Supervisor David Fleming said May 8th, admitting there are no current applications for a large solar farm in Nassau. Other moratoriums on large-scale solar farms are currently being discussed in Caro and Greenville and are recently in place in Coxsackie, Copaic, Greenport, Kinderhook, Hillsdale, Brunswick, and other towns as New York attempts to move from having 50% of the state's electricity made from renewable sources by 2030. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Local Congressperson John Faso was the only local representative on board with President Donald Trump's announcement that the United States will leave the nuclear deal with Iran. Senator Chuck Schumer said, quote, "There are no reports that Iran has violated the agreement. To me, the greatest worries from Iran are not right now on the nuclear side, but rather what they're doing in Syria," end quote. Faso agreed with Schumer on Syria, but not about leaving the deal. Quote, "This agreement was flawed from the start. Iran is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, and this behavior has not been altered following engagement with the United States and the other parties to the agreement. Iran's destabilizing activities in the Middle East have resulted in brutal carnage in Syria," end quote, Faso's statement said. Quote, "They continue to develop ballistic missiles capable of carrying weapons of mass destruction, and they continue to call for the destruction of the state of Israel. Until Iran decides to abandon its malign activities, the U.S. has no choice but to restore economic sanctions and withdraw from this deal," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand disagreed. Quote, "Leaving the Iran deal costs our country the ability to maintain a coalition to hold Iran accountable, and it severely undermines our country's credibility. It's especially troubling as the Trump administration prepares to negotiate with North Korea," end quote, she tweeted. Quote, "It took years of coordinated international sanctions coupled with diplomacy to reach this deal. It's a mistake to think we can simply restart this process with a clean slate. I hope that other parties in the deal continue to abide by it, and I urge the president to reconsider," end quote. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.